Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the 16th parak of Maseches Shabbos. Today we're learning Parak Tezayin Mishnah Dalid and Parak Tezayin Mishnah Hey. As we continue discussing what type of items a person is allowed to remove from his home in a situation of a fire. We learned previously that a person is allowed to remove any Sifrei Kodesh, any holy Sfarim that he has in his house that are written in Hebrew from Torah, Nevi'im, or Ksuvim. You're allowed to remove the amount of food they are going to need for the rest of Shabbos. And now we're going to discuss precisely what else you're allowed to remove from your home in a situation of fire. It says the Mishnah, Ulisham. And to there, meaning to say, we're continuing from the end of the previous Mishnah, which discussed exactly which type of area you're allowed to bring the food into. Do we require an Erev Chatzeros or not? But regardless of what your opinion is, we do require you to have an Erev Chatzeros from wherever you're bringing your food to. But regardless, wherever you're bringing your food to, what exactly can you bring there? So number one, Motzi Kol Kli Tashmish, says the Mishnah, he can carry out all of the utensils and the items that he's going to need in order to eat the meal on that particular Shabbos. Velovish called Mashiachal Lilbosh, and he may put on all the clothes that he can fit on, even more than one of each. He can put on 10 shirts and 20 socks and 4 pairs of pants, whatever the case may be. The Otif called Mashiachal Atov, and he can wrap himself in all that he can possibly wrap around himself, whether handkerchiefs and shawls and so on and so forth. And that is the opinion of the Tanakhama, that again, he can just put on as much as he possibly can, take out as much as he needs for the meals, but then clothing wise, just pour it all on and save as much as you can from the fire. However, Rabbi Yossi says, Shmona Asar Kelim, no. There's a limit to how much clothing a person can save, says Rabbi Yossi. There are 18 types of clothing that a typical person wears. If you want to look for what exactly those 18 are, you can look in the Bar Tanura. He outlines exactly what those 18 types of clothing are that a person usually would wear together, and then can therefore save from the home that is on fire. The Chozer V'lova Shemotzi, but then he may repeat this procedure, and then he can go back and put on more garments, take them out as well. But at one time, he can only take out 18, according to Rabbi Yossi. The Omer La'acherim Bo V'Hitziluim, and he can say to other people, come on, please help me, and help me save as much as possible from the fire. The Shulchan Aruch Paskens, that these people also may save only by wearing them out to a safe place. Now, in the case of clothing, which is interesting, is that there is no difference between the amount that he may save and the amount that others may save. The Mishnah therefore says that he may say, come and save with me. In the case of food, however, as we learned previously, the owner and the others do not necessarily save the same amount, since how much they may save depends on how many meals they have already eaten and how many meals they have left to eat. So, for example, if the owner did not yet eat his meal in the morning on Shabbos, but the others did, they may save only enough for the one meal left, while he may save enough for two meals. So that's why it says come and save with me, as opposed to come and save for yourselves, which is what he said in the context of the food, because the food depends on them, whereas the clothing depends on every person is going to be the same. Continuing now with Parak Tezayin Mishnah Hey, as we discuss what exactly a person may do on Shabbos to prevent a fire from spreading. Again, we're not referring to a situation of pikuach nefesh where a person's life is in danger, but we're only talking about financial loss. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon ben Anas, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Anas says, Porson or shel gedi al gabi shida tevu migdal she'achaz behen es ha'ur, that a person is allowed to spread out moist skin of a baby goat over a wooden chest, box, or closet that partially caught fire. Why? Because what is this going to do? This is going to effectively stop the fire from spreading, because the moist animal skin only gets singed rather than burned, which will help prevent the fire from spreading. The osin mechitza b'chol ha'kelim, and you may make a barrier with any kelim, any vessels, any utensils that you have to prevent the fire from spreading. Bein meleim, bein reikonim, whether they are full of water or whether they are empty of water, bishvil shlotavor hadleik, the fire does not pass and burn items behind those kelim, behind those utensils. Rabbi Yossi oser b'kli cheres chadoshim meleyin mayim. But Rabbi Yossi, however, forbids making a barrier with his new cheres, new earthenware vessels that are full of water, lifishein yichulim the kabbalas, or because these utensils, these new earthenware vessels with water, are not so hard, and therefore not going to be able to withstand the fire. Vehein misbakin, and therefore they're going to like blow up, they're going to like burst from the fire. Umechaben es hadleika, and the water that is contained within these earthenware clay vessels is going to extinguish the fire. And according to Rabbi Yossi, causing the fire to be extinguished is usher, is problematical. The Bartanura points out the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi, who would be allowed to really even do this. He would be able to have earthenware vessels with water there to put out the fire in that type of a way, and that would be allowed according to the Mishnah, in line with the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Nanos. Quick review, Perek Tezayin Mishnah Dal, discuss what other types of items a person is allowed to save from a fire. We said, according to the first opinion, he can carry out all the utensils that he needs for the meals on Shabbos, whatever he needs to wear on Shabbos. He could just wear as many clothing as he wants, wrap himself with as much as he wants. Rabbi Yo said there's a limit of 18 that he can take up per time. He can keep coming back and forth, like 18, 18, 18, 18. But regardless, according to Rabbi Yossi, he can only be 18 at a time. Although we don't paskin like that. We paskin like he can just put on as much clothing as he possibly can, get out, and run out of the house and be safe. Now, the mission just concluded by saying that he's also allowed to tell other people like to come, please help him, save as much clothing as possible. And at the end of the day, they can all just pile on as much clothing as they possibly can. And then Perek Tezayin Mishnah Hey began teaching us what the halachos are in terms of stopping the fire from spreading any further. So we said that a person is allowed to spread out moist hide of a baby goat over anything in order to prevent the fire from spreading. You're allowed to make any barrier with any utensils. They could be full of water. They could be empty. Rabbi Yossi said that you can't use an earthenware clay vessel that's full of water because it's going to be too obvious that you're extinguishing the fire. We don't pass in that way, and we assume that you would be allowed, in fact, to really extinguish it in that way and put the... And you're not doing a direct extinguishing, but you're allowed to have these utensils there, and it's like a grum. It's like a secondary type of a way that they're going to ultimately explode. The water is going to put out the fire. Have a great day.